Argentina mourned former President Néstor Kirchner today. His body lay in state at the presidential palace in Buenos Aires. Thousands paid their respects, including the leaders of several Latin American nations. Kirchner's passing after a heart attack yesterday leaves a sizable political vacuum in Argentina. Here's more from reporter Ian Mount.
After Néstor Kirchner's death yesterday, thousands of Argentines gathered in the Plaza de Mayo, in front of the presidential palace in Buenos Aires, to mourn their former president, but also to chant their support for Kirchner's wife, current President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. There's good reason for her supporters to feel a public display is necessary, given Argentina's history with presidential widows. When President Juan Domingo Perón's wife Isabel took over after his 1974 death, the country devolved into political violence, and she was ousted in a violent military coup. While Argentina is far less chaotic today, questions have been raised about Fernández de Kirchner's ability to rule without her own tough husband. Like Isabel, many see her as having too small a power base of her own and little skill at disciplining the ward bosses and union chieftains who make up the Kirchner coalition.
What was keeping the victory front together and keeping it going was the style and the energy of former President Kirchner. He was undoubtedly the leader, and through that, he was really the leader of the government. President Cristina Kirchner acted more of a head of state, at times almost ceremonial.
That's political consultant Felipe Noguera. Néstor Kirchner had been expected to be his party's candidate in next year's presidential elections. So, according to Argentine economist Freddie Thompson, the danger now for Cristina Fernández de Kirchner is that she will be abandoned by ambitious allies who are intimidated by Néstor, but not by her.
She has to appear herself to be a likely candidate, unless she manages to present that idea credibly and make people believe that she could possibly win. She could become a lame duck very soon.
But Cristina Fernández de Kirchner has advantages that Isabel Perón did not. In 1974, the country was suffering through crippling economic chaos and regular political assassinations. Today, society is relatively calm, and the economy is expected to grow 9% this year. And whereas Isabel Perón was a one-time cabaret dancer who stumbled into the presidency, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner was half of a 35-year political partnership with her husband and spent years as a legislator before being elected president herself.
Yo creo que eso es subestimar a Cristina. Ellos eran una pareja política.
I think the comparison with Isabel Perón underestimates Cristina, says Olga Warnott, a journalist and college friend of the Kirchners who wrote a biography of Fernández de Kirchner. They were a symbiotic political couple. They did everything together. He didn't make any decision without consulting her first, and Cristina never made a decision without consulting him. While some political analysts are uncertain whether Fernández de Kirchner has the skills to do it without her other half, her supporters in the Plaza de Mayo have no doubt. To explain, teary-eyed 26-year-old Guillermina Gustavino harkens back to the forceful memory of an earlier wife of Juan Domingo Perón, Evita.
Las mujeres argentinas somos así, digamos. Le ponemos el pecho a las balas, así que...
We Argentine women are like that, she says. We stand and face the bullets. Whatever happens, Cristina will have the strength necessary. For the world, this is Ian Mount in Buenos Aires.